Man, it's cold. It's been getting so damn cold out there lately. Oh, hi there. Didn't even see you there on the couch. Don't you also think it's gotten so immensely cold these past few days? Sheesh. Who would have thought it would be getting so cold so quickly? What? You're telling me you're not cold? You are, in fact, quite warm there on the couch, under that nice, warm blanket. Yeah, I figured. You do look warm with that nice, fluffy blanket. You look so warm and cozy and snuggly. Sorry, what? No, I don't want your blanket. No! Don't give me that blanket. I wouldn't want you to be cold. Especially since I know how grimly and bitterly cold it is. You know, out there, without a blanket. No, I don't want your blanket. Then what do I want? Nothing. Never mind. No, really, I'm fine. When I say I don't want anything, then I don't want anything. It's fine, really. Okay, well, if you insist. It was just a thought, really. I just thought that maybe we could. I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to. I just kinda sorta thought that if you didn't mind, that. Well, maybe we could share that blanket. We don't have to if you don't want to, of course. It was just an idea. I wouldn't want you to. Oh. You are okay with it? You don't have to, you know. In fact, now that I think about it, I'm reasonably sure that I have my own blanket somewhere in my room. And if I would just. Hey! No. You're so warm. What is it? Oh, yeah. I guess the blanket is a bit too small for two people sitting next to each other. Do you want me to just get up and. No? Because you don't want me to be cold? Oh, you are just being so nice to me. No, don't give me more of your side of the blanket. Well, the thing is, well, there would be a solution to our blanket problem. Just theoretically, I mean. When I, were to, well, were to sit on, you know, if I were to sit on your lap, just for warmth, of course. Yeah, just to optimally utilize the available resources in the blanket. Yardage. That's a word. Don't laugh. It used to be a word in my days. You would be okay with me sitting on your lap? You don't have to, remember. I wouldn't at any rate want to force you to. Oh, okay. Okay, and what are you. Oh, you're wrapping the blanket around us? Oh, this is nice. For warmth, I mean. This is a, very efficient position for transmitting body heat. This is a lot better already. What? I'm still shivering. Well, yeah, it was so bitterly cold out there that I mean, don't get me wrong, you are doing an incredible job at warming me up already. I by no means intend to refute that, but. What? No, it's fine. I said it's fine. Stop poking me. You always poke me. I'm a majestic, fearsome vampire. A mere mortal like you shouldn't be poking me. What? No, you don't only poke me when I have something I won't tell you. You poke me all the time. Yeah, okay, fine. I just thought that, you know, I would probably warm up a lot quicker if I mean, there's. Let me just say it like this. You are wearing a pretty thick jumper right now. And I mean, of course, why wouldn't you? It's freaking cold out there. So you're wearing a jumper. Makes perfect sense. But, well, that jumper is. Well, because it's so thick and fluffy, it's kind of, thermally insulating, I believe is the term. And, well, yeah, of course it is. I mean, that's the whole point of having a jumper after all, right? And what would you even want a jumper that isn't thermally insulating, huh? Now stop it with the poking. Stop it. I'm not beating around the bush. Point I'm driving at is, well, if you were to, you know, just hypothetically take off that jumper so that I could directly snug, directly draw warmth from your skin, that would be really nice. Just for reasons of warmth, of course. Just because of the heat. Yeah, it would be a more efficient method of, heat transfer. You're okay with it? Yeah, of course. I'll take mine off as well. It's just as thermally insulating as yours. This is nice. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know I'm cold. Well, technically, I have room temperature, I guess, but I know I feel cold. Are you okay? Do you want to. Oh, you're putting your arms around me. This is really nice. I mean, warm. It's warm. Yeah. Just warm, nothing else. Are you okay with this? Are you sure? I'm kind of afraid I'm cooling you down too much. I wouldn't want you to catch a cold from snug warming up. Oh, I feel a lot warmer already. That's because you're so good at warming me up, sweetheart. Buddy? Dude? Roomie? Stop laughing. Huh? You want me to turn around? What do you mean? This side of me is done already? You like your vampire roommate sunny side down? That is kind of racist, you know? I don't know exactly how so, but I'm sure I could think of a way it's racist if you just let me. Yeah, my friend's side is cold as well, but you really don't need to. I mean, if we just stay like this for a bit longer here under the blanket, I'm quite positive my friend's side would come in time, warm up from the convection. No, but if I turn around, then you would see my face. What? Because it's embarrassing. Okay. Yeah, this is really warm, I guess. No, I'm not cold anymore. Yeah, it is nonetheless embarrassing. Why? Because you can see my face now, and your face is really close to mine, and you're looking into my eyes, and you. Can I maybe just, like, bury my face in the crook of your neck? No, I'm not gonna bite you. It's just. My nose is cold. It always gets super cold when it's like this outside. Sometimes I fear it might freeze off. Plus, you know, I don't do well with eye contact. Thank you. I can feel your heartbeat like this. I mean, I can always hear it because, you know, vampire senses and stuff, but this up close. I can really feel it. It's almost as if it was beating inside my chest as well. I kinda like that. It feels so alive. Mind if I snug, if I just come a little closer, you know? For warmth? You smell nice. No, not like that. I mean, you smell adequate. Oh, wait. That's even worse. Can we just pretend I didn't say anything? Now that I think about it, I have this really important essay to finish. I need to get to my room. Let go of me. No. This is super embarrassing. I'm making an utter fool of myself, and I just wanted you to like me, and now you... No. Let go of me. I don't want you to see my face. Hi. Why are you smiling at me like that? What? No, I'm not cute. I'm an ancient and holy creature of the abyss that feasts on the blood of innocent and the souls of the righteous and... Okay, I feast mostly on pizza, but that's besides the point. What? No, I'm not trying to get away. I'm just leaning back a bit. Why? Because our faces are really close right now. No, that's not a bad thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just that, well, we're roommates, and I think that we shouldn't be this close to one another. What? Yeah, but that doesn't count. You were giving me mouth to mouth, and I wasn't conscious at the time, so that doesn't count. What? No, I am happy that you did it. I mean, you saved my life and stuff. But to be fair, it was kinda your fault that my life was in danger in the first place. I mean, what idiot puts garlic on pizza? Anyways, thank you for saving my life, though. I remember how I woke up and I saw your face so close to mine, and I think it was back then when I first realized that I that this human dude was really fine roommate. Yeah, so thanks again, I guess. Sorry, what? Yeah, my nose is still a little cold. Why? You want to warm it up? Okay, I guess, but how would you... Yeah. You know, now that you mention it, I think my lips are cold as well. Really cold, actually. Yeah. I would like you to warm them up, please. Does that mean that you... No, forget about it. It doesn't mean anything. Forget that I said anything. You're just helping me get warm. You're a silly vampire roommate who's always cold. Thank you for letting me sit on your lap and share your blanket for warming up purposes. What? It does mean something? What does it mean? Oh, come on. No, I do not know. No? It's not obvious. Come on. What do you mean it means something? You love me? You mean you love me like a really good friend. Okay. Yeah, I get it. You love me. But why me? I mean, I'm just, you know, me. I'm shy and I'm really bad with people and I'm always cold and I put half-empty blood bags back in the fridge so they drip down on the vegetable drawer and I'm obsessed with pizza and I'm... cute? You think I'm cute? Even though I'm always cold and I can't hold eye contact? No, I'm not blushing, I'm not. Stop saying that. What? I didn't answer you yet? Yeah. I love you too. I loved you the whole time. I love you and I want to snuggle with you and kiss you and... it's not like... I mean, if you, I'm sorry. I fear I'm not very good at this. Can we maybe just stay like this for a while? Under the blanket? Yeah, this was kind of my plan all along to get to snuggle with you, but I had sort of hoped you wouldn't catch on to it. Stupid, I know. You think it's sweet? I do love you. You know, come to think of it, my lips are actually still cold. Could you, by any chance? Thank you. So, are you gonna do this every time I'm cold? Because if so, I hope winter never ends.